This is CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it over.
Said we take it over. Mama, you never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
So guys, what if you were told that you were going to live to 200 years old? So a person that has actually surpassed 200 years old is Li Qingyan, who is, or was rather, a Chinese herbalist, martial artist, and tactical advisor known for his supposed extreme longevity. He claimed to have been born in 1736, while disputed records suggest 1677, both claimed lifespans of 197 and 256 years, far exceed the longest confirmed lifespan of currently 122 years. So his true date of birth was never determined, and his claims have been dismissed by gerontologist. Okay, sure, English, hello. Yeah, no, you caught me there. As a myth. So anyway, this guy is the oldest person, apparently, or it's claimed, right? So it's not really confirmed. He is 256 years old at max. He's obviously not from here and from China, because everything in China, this is probably the only thing that lasted long in China. Is that a good joke? Sorry. Come on, you got to give that one to me. Okay. You got to give me that one, please. Okay. I need a sting. Okay. Thank you. Okay. Thank you. But moving on, guys. On that note, as Salim turns 100, they are looking ahead to the future. The 200-year-old is a future-facing podcast based on leading science. Featuring the voices of Nambita Mpumlwana and Thapelo Mokoena, it's the story of Lesedi Ndaba told in the year 2218. It's a podcast that pulls back the curtain to the world of the future. Visit the 200yearold.co.za to listen or find out more on cliffcentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive.
And just like that, we're back. Kumnandi, guys.
Kumnandi. Especially when I'm dropping these incredible jokes. Like, I'm going to start invoicing y'all. For realsies.
Well, don't worry. We'll cover a six pack nyana.
Yeah.
Or a nip of Gordon's.
Absolutely.
You know what? Yes, bruh. And I'll finish that thing, hey? One man.
Wow. And still be standing. I've seen.
I don't know why I have the sudden craving for liquor. Even yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, I woke up and the first thing I wanted was a drink.
So I think, we know what, we're spending too much time together, because you remember this thing I was talking about being tired and sleeping.
And
like
then it rubbed off on me,
and,
yeah.
And now you're talking about liquor, and I'm now like today also craving some
liquor.
Craig!
In all its glory.
Where's your sponsorship days, Chief? You used to.
Ish. I used to what?
Bospatagam nandi, Craig.
I still do, though.
Bospatagam nandi.
I'm here, aren't I?
Mm-hmm. That should be good enough. Talking about alcohol.
I think that's the problem, because I drink every day, so I don't have
cravings. You don't have cravings because you always have liquor, right?
Yeah.
You're looking for breaks.
It must be nice living in four ways. That's your guys' default. Like, by default, you guys are always lit.
No, but you know, I feel like my area is psychologically and physically trained to take you to a liquor store, because as you drive down down William Nicole, guys, there's Liquor City, there's Checkers Liquor, and if you go further down, there's Woolies Market, and then there's Pick and Pay Liquor, which always has specials. So it's like, and then there's the William. So I have to pass. I mean,
you have to get liquor. You can't not get liquor.
You know what I mean? And there was a really ridiculous sale on Liquor City, guys. It was so ridiculous. You were getting like a good bottle of wine, you know, something like John B, a Sauvignon Blanc, which is good, you know, I mean, it's won a couple of awards, for like $25. And every month, and there's always this special.
It's too good to even choke you.
I'm telling you, every month, and there's always And then if you go further down River Sense, there's Macro, which is known. So it's like that area has been, no wonder we're all drunkards, eh? Like no wonder the cops are always there.
The cops always really at the crib at the William.
No, they're not at the William, but they're always on William Nicol.
On the strip then.
On the strip, so you know. Because I mean, like, you can just start. And on top of that, the apartment, the William, they actually have a restaurant.
And you can go drink this. My god.
Inside.
But that's kind of dope as shit, hey?
I'm telling you.
Because literally you can just go there and get a meal or get lit or...
Mm. But how are the prices?
No, they're okay. They're because they sell like different kinds. I mean, they cater for different markets. And do you remember that day when you guys came to my place and we didn't want to go out and I just called bottles? Liquor is just galore.
Guys, life doesn't get any easier, does it, nowadays?
In modern days, now you Uber your food, you Uber your liquor.
Your liquor.
You Uber your side, you Uber your main.
Right?
You Uber your family. You just Uberize yourself.
Uberize yourself.
To everywhere.
I mean,
it's very difficult.
We have nothing to complain about.
The only problem is you need racks.
That's the thing. I get it, that's the gatekeeper of everything nice.
If on a mile, you throw it back.
But also, I feel like
on country.
But I also feel like, you know, SAB is trying to kill us with this 1 liter bottles, ngudus.
Yes.
I saw the screw top, 910. And a whole. Guys, a whole 910
mil. After this, I'm going to drink that.
Yeah, actually, after a day like this, after a whole this, gulp.
A whole.
And I want my nip of gin.
Of your genius.
But also expensive.
But the nip is cheaper. Isn't the nip like $50?
We're talking 9 tens.
9 tens. When are you for 20 red.
How much is that thing? Okay, get me a bottle of wine, like cheap wine. No, I don't want to throw up.
Oh. You throw up with wine?
I can't stomach wine.
Oh, I love
gives
wine.
Me a crazy bubby.
Yeah, I mean, Zamaara the other day when we were at the other thing at the soiree.
Oh, shame.
Agapuza red wine. You're drinking red wine.
Because that's all they had.
I'm Wednesday otherwise.
No, I wasn't.
If I was someone else, I'm just saying.
But I was looking like a whole snack. And everyone at the event will tell you, yes, I was looking like a whole snack.
Beg a baba, Chief.
And I'll own that shit.
We nearly got a room for the night at the Hilton. At the Hilton.
Almost, the man.
Almost. Begu mnandi, begu rough, begu just joyable, man. Begu loving. Craig,
yes.
I'm looking forward to Now You Know.
Okay. It's going to be a bit interesting. I don't know. I'm going
to
try.
Looking forward to our new feature.
Film me in. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it too.
Absolutely.
Let's see what we have in store for the people right after this.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Yo, what's up? This is Brennan Leo, and you are currently tuned in to Urban Culture Drive with your boy, Nasefo Mapanga, your sexy girl, Candace, and the one and only Craig O6. Sit back and relax. Don't worry, you're in good hands. Out.
Urban Culture Drive.
Boy, listen. Candace, Craig O6. Urban Culture Drive.
Boom, boom. Boom, boom. But to sit back and relax you in safe hands on the Urban Culture Drive. Do you trust or do you not trust?
I trust.
It's an entire... We are a mood.
We are a whole mood. Mm. We are a constant mood.
Absolutely. We created a vibe, a mood.
Sinelante kafazisa.
Native.
Mood.
We can be used as an expression. I feel like the Urban Culture Drive today.
Guys, can I just jump in here quickly? There was a video of this lady speaking Tswana. But I don't know if she went to America for a long while. She's speaking at a funeral.
Yeah.
And like she's like, guys. I don't know if you guys have seen. I'm gonna tag you guys on the video. So every time, like, I just think about like moto, and she, like she was like twanging the neck.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll tag you guys on the video. It's so funny.
There's another one I saw today. You know, Childish Gambino. This is America.
Yeah. I saw that. I wasn't Botswana entertained. Guys.
Did you see the Botswana one?
Yeah, I saw. It wasn't entertained.
The skinny guy. It's a vibe.
Maybe because I couldn't understand parts.
Maybe. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a vibe.
Okay. I believe you.
It's an. Isan, is yeah, no. But anyway.
Craig was sexy.
Yes.
Tell us what the fuck is up.
What the fuck is up with what?
With your thoughts, man.
Oh, my goodness. No, no, guys. I'm still processing with everything that's happening. So if all things Women's Month.
While he's on that, and speaking of Women's Month, so you know I have a foot fetish, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
Like, I love feet, bro.
Oh. Sorry, I'm not going to puke in there.
Female feet. Let's put a disclaimer.
Still.
So, like, I love beautiful looking feet and toes and, mm-hmm. you know? And because of that, I want to start a boutique, heels boutique. So that those beautiful...
So that you can see these women's feet.
Mm. Yeah.
That's creepy as shit.
No, it's not creepy. I'm saying I want to appreciate... I want these women who have lovely as feet to, like, dress their lovely as feet like they dress their lovely as bodies.
Right. You know? Okay.
So I want to start, like, this is my next project.
So you follow all of these feet shandies, ne?
No, like heels.
Guys, I'm looking on his Instagram. He follows all of these female shoes accounts, right?
Yeah.
Just to see feet.
Because I want to start, no, not just to see feet, because I love heels.
But can I tell you something?
Beautiful feet, and look at those heels.
But that's can I tell you something, fam? You're probably going to end up marrying someone with ugly ass feet.
No.
Because y'all niggas always have standards until it's time to get married. Absolutely. Now you must compromise.
My history of I have never. But did you see these heels?
Yeah, the heels are great.
These heels are like magical. And you see?
All right.
To honor your lovely feet, ladies. So do support my boutique once it comes
out. RJ the Voices boutique.
Absolutely.
The what?
RJ the Voices boutique.
Yeah, RJ the Voices boutique. That nigga. So right now,
Craig, what you got for us?
It's about Craig. It's that time for Craig, right?
It's that time for Craig of Sex.
Right after this.
Urban Culture Drive.
In the spirit of Women's Month, I'm so excited for the long weekend. That's all I care about.
There's a long weekend.
Yeah, there's a long weekend.
You know when you're unemployed, Pillar, you don't know these things.
I remember the 9th is Women's Day, so the Friday is automatically off for, well, most people.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So anyway, I thought that today we're going to play a little game as per usual.
Lovely.
Hashtag now you know. So what I bring to you guys as per usual, something very random, and you guys need to tell me what you think, or whatever the case might be.
Gotcha.
Okay? So I've got two sets of things. The first one is interesting ways in which men have dumped women.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to start.
I'll tell you a thing or two about that.
Remember, this is men. No, not about you being dumped. You're a man. I'm talking about how men have dumped women. Okay, so I'm going to start with the first one. Number one, ghosting. Job, first thing that pops into your head and what you think about that.
She deserved it.
Ah.
Oh, wow.
Wild.
And I feel no remorse.
Damn. You hurt you, nigga.
Candace?
This game should actually be how interesting ways women dump men.
Candace?
Go ahead.
Tell me a thing.
It's not you, it's me.
Fuck off.
Okay.
And get the fuck out. That's what I'm saying.
Job.
What up?
This actually happened to a friend of mine. I think I might be gay.
Sure. So shock. And like, no.
Candace, no, you're not.
No.
Yes.
So after you and your boyfriend have been chilling for a while, he looks at you and says, I can't do this. You ask why. He says, I think you've gained a bit of weight and I'm into slim girls.
Oh, okay. What did you just say? Is the first thing that pops up into my mind.
Well, Kitty.
And then second is an illegal thought.
Okay.
I might do 25 to life. That's all I'm saying.
Last round. All right, Job.
Yeah.
I am no longer in love with you.
Ish. This one cuts deep. Yes. Ah. Began jalo.
Tears to my eyes. In silence.
Oh, shame up, baby.
Candace, last one.
Yeah.
I feel like we're in two different spaces and I kind of need to find myself.
Yeah, that was my first and only breakup. That was the reason. But we didn't voice it like that, but we knew.
It was a wrap.
I'm still trying to get lit in Hatfield, you know, and when you've graduated.
Vibes, yeah.
Okay, so first thought in my mind. Okay. And then the way I feel about it. Fuck.
Sucks.
It sucks, eh?
Sucks.
That's the one boyfriend you said you would get back together with. Yeah, so one, yeah. That's that one that show.
Yes, yes. Like, the one and only boyfriend I've ever had.
Yes.
Yeah, that nigga.
Got you. All right, anyway, now I'm going to give you a set of interesting women. They are, some are real and some are fictional. So
okay.
If they're fictional, they played a character somewhere. Mm. Okay? So I want you to just, I'm going to give you their names or their fictional name and then a slight phrase about them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you need to just give me your opinion or your reaction.
Yeah.
So you don't have to give me your feeling, your thought, whatever the case might be. Okay? Number one, Job. Marilyn Monroe. She had affairs with, she had an affair with the president and a couple of other interesting people.
I'd smash that.
Leadership. She's a leader.
Candace, you think the same thing? I'm gonna ask.
She's a leader.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Okay.
I stand.
Number two, Kanye Bao started the whole blesser blessee vibe.
100%.
Wow.
100%.
Yeah.
So you,
she blazed
that.
The trail for all of
she
us.
She's in the forefront of it.
Yep.
That's what we think about it. Like, we agree that she did.
It was, I'm sure people beat her to it, but she was the first person that had the face. She was the face of it, you know?
Number three, most famous woman in the Bible, Jezebel, who was morally unrestricted.
Jezebel. That's the first thing that
just came to mind.
Is it? But do you guys know what she was famous for?
Yeah, she was a hoe.
She was a hoe, and she seduced one of her husband's servants or something like
that.
She
was a bloody whore.
And she loved makeup, ironically.
Whore.
All right, number four, Elizabeth Taylor, 8 marriages.
Ah, a queen. I hope you cashed in. I hope she cashed in on each and every one of them.
Rex on Rex. I know, hoe.
Oh, wow.
No.
Okay.
Even in marriage.
Eight.
Okay.
No, I repeat, eight.
This is probably one of the most famous.
Yes.
This is probably one of the most.
Definitely eight your ass.
One of the most famous villains and character, Wilhelmina Slater from Ugly Betty.
Oh, I love her. Mm. I love her. Yes, 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 queen. I stand.
They have no idea.
I love her.
Yeah, but she was quite evil.
Even in her viciousness and her evil. Yes.
Yeah.
Gal.
If you were to compare to Ntsiki Mazwai, hey, not Ntsiki Mazwai.
Okay, let's.
They say you have to eat.
It right there.
No, never mind.
Okay, okay. Number six, Ntsiki from Generations.
Yeah, that's what I was.
Yes.
Called.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
Your opinions?
Evil.
Evil.
Bloody evil.
But like, good actress, right?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Loved her.
She
loved
was so
her.
Evil in yeah. acting.
That in real life
you believe that she was that evil.
And in real life she got attacked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A number of times. She even came out and said it. Slaps.
Yeah, as a 5-year-old I was in awe of this woman on Generations.
Absolutely.
Absolute awe.
Okay. And then I got another one. Victoria from Revenge. Does anyone remember Revenge?
Oh, Revenge.
Yes.
Victoria was the other lady,
but the main queen.
The main queen.
I don't know who this is.
You know, she was cold. She was very cold.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah,
okay. Cool.
She's cool.
Last one. This is a real woman. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's responsible for raping and killing about 5 young children between 1963 and 1965 in England. She has tortured and imprisoned some of her victims, Mira Hindley, and
How
her
young?
Former lover.
Death penalty.
How young?
Death penalty. Take her to the chambers.
Like, I'm in shock.
Give her the injection.
But it's very interesting, the fact that a woman can rape.
That's
I just
what I'm
found
saying. I'm
that
in shock.
And in that time frame. And in
and
England.
Kill. Rape and kill. Like,
but England has
shock.
The craziest crimes from
Absolutely.
The documentaries I've watched. England, the
yeah,
UK.
Native.
Hmm.
My reaction to that is yeah. shock.
Wow.
Those ones they bury in the yard. Somewhere.
Yeah.
Njenje.
And then put concrete.
And no one will ever know about you.
How young were the victims?
They were quite young, minors.
Doesn't matter.
So obviously anything
like,
less than 16 and below.
I want to see how sadistic this woman is.
She's quite. But obviously something must have caused that.
Yeah,
you
no,
know,
she
she's probably
she wasn't 100%.
She wasn't 100%.
Yeah, she wasn't, because as a mother you take care of kids. You fuck men.
All
you
right.
take care of kids. You don't fuck kids and kill kids. You get my twist.
But I just wonder, how do you get it up? But also, this is quite twisted. But anyway, that's another section of Now You Know. Interesting.
Thank you so much.
Interesting woman.
That was really cool.
Yo, I wouldn't want my granny to. Yes. I thought South Africa was failed, but. Mm-mm. On that note, Candace, take us away.
Urban Culture Drive.
Do you During LA's most violent riots, two brothers attempt a bank heist that goes horribly wrong. With the cops hot on their tails, they make off with no loot and head out to Hotel Artemis, a secret medical facility for criminals. Run by the nurse and a hulky aide, Everest, the Hotel Artemis has three simple rules: no cops, no guns, and no killing other patients. With a guest list that includes a femme fatale assassin, an arms dealer, and a last minute check-in by a guest known only as the Wolf King, it turns out to be a busy night at Hotel Artemis. Starring Jodie Foster, Sterling K. Brown, and Dave Bautista, Hotel Artemis releases in cinemas nationwide this Friday.
This is CliffCentral.com.
This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. First of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
And indeed, we've taken over, yeah?
We have indeed taken over, haven't we, young king?
I was just listening. Oh, rather, never mind. But Casper, guys.
Yes.
Casper.
When he gets on that Venek rap tip.
The Mutwako.
Yeah.
It's kind of nice.
Hi, it's a Mutwako, that boy. He murders.
Yeah.
He murders.
I feel like right now he's doing that thing of telling people that I actually do have money. The whole skits that I'm seeing. It's like, okay.
One of the songs he says when we're living is like, if you've never had money, you'll never know the joy I feel. So he's at that point now.
That's
celebrating.
Big, deeper shit, but okay.
Yeah, it's like, celebrating. We feel you, Casper. We hear you, man. We hear you.
Main.
So yesterday I was at this, you know the event I was rushing off to?
Yes.
The Korean culture experience.
How was that?
Oh, guys.
A vibe?
Guys. So those guys were like, so they were doing different arts, like playing Korean music, dancing, and all of that shit. It was beautiful, guys.
That's it.
Three hours long worth of entertainment.
Right up your alley.
Like, beautiful. There were some things they were doing with Taekwondo. They were kicking things like ceiling height.
Were they spitting fire and shit with the whole?
No.
They usually do the fire shandies.
Yeah, not that, but they were doing other things. Because I missed, maybe they did it in the first half.
Yeah, because you missed a bit of it.
Because I missed a bit of it, but.
Dope.
Beautiful. Wana Craig.
Yes.
Going back to my thing of the foot fetish, right? Just before we move on. Why did you cringe when I said I like feet?
Because I think feet are disgusting.
But that's a fetish.
Yeah.
That's exactly a fetish. It's something that someone else wouldn't find sexually appealing.
Yeah, like find it disgusting.
Like for me, like I said, like I, my...
What's your fetish actually?
I don't have a specific thing, but I find older men attractive. I think it's my daddy issues speaking, to be quite honest. Mm. But like I really find older, like a father attractive.
I just like... people that appear very masculine when they're dominated. Like having a scorer wearing lingerie in bed type of thing. You know, that whole dominating someone. That's sexy.
Okay.
So you like dominance?
Yeah, dominating someone.
So you on that SMD?
No, not necessarily.
No, but like lighter.
Just dominating them. Yeah.
Vision light of that.
Yeah. Guys, it's not even that violent, but when someone is submissive, it's amazing.
Yeah, so it's part of, because Ukumbule, okay, let me school you for once.
Okay, come through.
BDSM, right? That's bondage and whatnot. But S&M does not have to do, no violence and what, it's just about master, like being submissive.
Perfect.
And being, hence I said, you are on that SM,
sounds
S&M
like a thing.
Type of thing.
That thing.
Yeah. So how do you feel about being dominated?
It's also, person must have go up.
Yeah, as long as he's got rats, really, whatever goes.
Serious, guys.
He can come tree the shit out of me, like it's fine.
Has go up taking
money
over
talks.
That much,
yes, it has shame because my rent needs to be paid, and what else is gonna pay it?
Yeah,
Hux ain't gonna do that shit for me.
Z, Exactly.
The end of this discussion. The end.
Boring hugs. Ain't gonna do that shit. No, Candace, you must. So you, like Kanyimba, who was the forefront of
Blesser Blessy.
Blesser Blessy. Mm. You gonna be the forefront of vocalizing your needs.
Yeah.
100%.
And the fact that.
And I'll stand by it till I die.
And I also like the fact that what's currently happening now is the fact that women in ShopRite, you know, those the ones with the thin.
The thin eyebrows.
They made on Vogue because Rihanna.
You see the Rihanna cover.
Rihanna is, this is her. Yes. So they made it on Vogue. That's a new thing.
A pencil line. An You're entire not, pencil line.
You understand?
I mean,
I'm proud.
That's influencer vibes.
No, South Africa deserves a round of applause for this one. We definite trendsetters. Vogue better recognize.
Don't y'all ever disrespect those tellers ever again. These ladies are leading in the influencer game. Shout out to you guys.
And we see them every day.
We see them every day, and you guys look down on their eyebrows.
The things we take for granted.
Vogue is appreciating. So that speaks to how trash we are, really.
I would have. Candace?
Yeah, baby.
What do you have in store for us?
I came through, Shane.
Urban Culture Drive.
That's Bazwe.
So this is Fill Me In, guys, and today I'll be filling you guys in on what's been trending lately. I'm a little all over the place, and I try to curate it as best as possible. But when something trends, I mean,
it trends.
Yeah.
So I'll start off with the fact that it's Women's Month, right?
Okay.
And so today, not worldwide, but like nationwide, they had those protests called the Total Shutdown, with the tagline being "My Body, Not Your Crime Scene." And this is also, this protest is to support the call for action against gender-based violence. With all of this,
men and women? Or just women?
It's women, okay. Mostly. Mm. Okay. Just coming together, leading this campaign and taking a stand, man. I mean, we've seen this before, we've done it before.
Yeah. So what's novel about it?
I don't know. I think it's all smoke and mirrors, and we can protest till we... blue in the face.
Yeah. Because you know
what? But
why?
I mean, action is on the ground, guys.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, we have to implement.
But you, just before you move on, you know why I'm saying that is also kind of hypocritical? Because women are out here saying, drop rags and I'll throw it back. But yet they're coming back and saying, my body, not your crime scene.
True.
Mm.
Job, don't you ever. Don't you ever compare gender-based violence,
okay, violence
to me wanting to drink champagne in Taboo.
But that's
don't you
starts.
Dare.
That's where it starts.
Don't you dare.
I'm not
and yes, it starts there.
That's where it
yes,
starts.
It's fine.
So hence I'm saying,
I'll
if,
take
you want,
that.
If you want to implement
I'll
like
take
you
that, but don't you dare trivialize me getting trapped.
No, I'm not trivializing
because I wanted to drink champagne.
I'm saying, based on your statement of saying, let's implement on the ground. It starts with you not wanting to throw it back for Rex. Hence, you protecting
that's a personal
yourself.
Prostitution is the oldest profession in the world.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
Got nothing to do with this.
Okay.
That is a solid profession. Look, if you're paying your rent, throwing
true,
your ass back,
true.
God bless you.
True,
do the
true,
most.
True.
I don't think we can ever compare the two because
no.
Someone is out there shaking their ass in the club does
so
not
is,
constitute
is it
or justify.
Based against prostitutes.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Against everyone, against women. It's gender-based violence, guys. We need to eradicate it. We cannot be keeping.
Absolutely.
We can't be keep. Yo, we can't keep seeing the same thing over and over again, where a man just kills a woman. Huh? I was hacked.
True.
I was hacked. And, no, I'm angry. I'm angry.
And hence, I'm saying, as women as well, we need there needs to be accountability.
I was getting to that.
Okay.
From a woman's side as well, I've spoken out about this, guys. If someone shows you their true colors once, believe them the first time.
And move
women
the fuck away.
Are very, very, very sensitive beings, and you can sell a woman a dream.
Yeah.
And, you know, a man can make up and say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. But at some point, we as women need to know, you got to know where to
cut
draw the line,
losses.
Guys. Ay, 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 ay. Cut your losses.
Cut your
no
losses.
Matter how much champagne is being popped,
exactly.
For starters, gauge.
Yeah.
You gauge.
Mm.
And also, you know what you're getting yourself into. At some point, you need to take a stand and also go, no, you will not speak to me like that. I have a thing with myself. Like, I won't even let someone raise their voice. Like, that's how petty I am.
Oh, wow.
Because you will not enter my space like that. Don't you fucking dare.
I don't give a fuck that you bought me 15 champagne bottles.
No, no, no.
Yeah.
But you won't respect
me. I will cut your ass off. Do not. So that's how I manage to control the niggas around me.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah.
I don't date. So I guess I'm not exposed to like the crazy.
Yeah.
But like, what I will say is that I draw the line right in the beginning. Come on, it's the small things. It's the small things. It's how you treat the waiters. It's what hacks you. It's the tiny things that annoy you. It's how you are. So I guess gauge, figure it out, and women need also need to be accountable and love yourself.
Yes,
love yourself
back
for God's sake.
And then
throw it back for Rex if you wanna throw it back for Rex.
But with a
joke,
nice
we're not
nigga.
Gonna have this discussion.
With a nice nigga, not with a nigga who's gonna beat you up.
Moving on. And shout out to all the women. This is Women's Month. Wishing you guys all the power and greatness that can come your way this month. And also we know that women marched
this
to
month,
the union
yeah.
buildings
yes.
For equality and for equal rights, because prior to that we weren't allowed to vote, we weren't allowed to do certain things.
You wouldn't
so
be here.
I wouldn't have been here because I would be considered trash and just a woman that belongs in the kitchen. Anyway, moving on to Zimbabwe decides, our neighbors, guys.
Yeah.
Yes.
Currently going through the elections with MDC Alliance and ZANU-PF being at the forefront. ZANU-PF currently leading. And the chair of that, or the head rather, is Emmerson Mnangagwa. And so I'm seeing mixed feelings on the internet regarding ZANU-PF.
ZANU-PF, isn't that the one that the previous Mugabe was part of?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So now people are saying, nah, fam, like, why? You guys were supposed to vote for MDC Alliance. Why is everyone going back to where we started with ZANU-PF?
Where the struggle started.
And now everyone in South Africa is having Zim now. And everyone in Zim. You know, because how dare they vote for ZANU-PF, but we keep voting for ANC and they do the same
hypocritical
thing.
Hypocritical.
So,
right?
Hey, exactly. Man, perspective
and
is everything.
And one of their worst because they only have two choices, right?
No, they had gang choices, but these are the top leading
the top
ones.
Leading ones.
Yeah. They had gang. Like, I think there were like 12 people on there. Like, you had Jesus. Options. Anyway, moving to a more sadder bit of news. Is the passing of, and I want to shine a light on this, is the passing of Dr. Bongani Mayosi.
Yeah.
Depression guy.
Yes, yeah. Who was the Dean of Health Science of the Health Science Faculty at UCT. Also discovered the gene that causes heart failure. This man had everything at his feet. I mean, this was a super educated man.
Yeah.
And he succumbed to what they say is, you know, he succumbed to depression. I don't know, guys. What's your take?
So that it's actually interesting you brought that up, because yesterday we were talking about running away from dealing with your issues.
Yeah.
As a people, we like to live in a world that's all flowery and happy at all times. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? The moment of that sadness, a bit of sadness comes in, you wanna either drink, like you wanna suppress
yes.
it.
Yeah.
You always wanna.
You don't wanna handle it.
Yeah, and that's the cause of a lot of issues. Because as a people, you need to shine light on those demonic things that are happening so that you deal with them.
Yeah.
But the moment you suppress them, because, I mean, in his case, this guy was a genius. Like,
yeah.
He was, and then you're going to die from depression. You want to kill yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also
that's a symptom of not dealing with a lot of things.
I also think that, you know, it's quite lonely on top. You know, it's a hot seat, a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
And you always have to keep up, you know. You always have to keep up to the next game. You've invented this, you've done this. So everyone, it looks up to you. To a point where, you know, sometimes you just feel like, I don't think I can keep up with this anymore. So yeah, I mean, it's a good idea to really
speak about it and connect with people. But also with depression, obviously these people feel like no one understands them. And no one is going to get this deep. And obviously it's... Or many of the times it does stem from a deep sadness. It's always deep-rooted pain. Many times from your childhood.
Things, yes.
Traumatic experiences that we just haven't processed. And also it can be triggered immediately. It can be an instant. You got laid off your job. You lost $1 million in a bad investment. It's these traumatic experiences that people just don't come back from.
Remember,
it's such a crazy disease, guys.
Dude.
You
remember another tragic case when we were told at we were attending that event and we told
the guy that the marketing manager
of Sun
International, had
jumped off the Sun International.
Yes. Yes, yes.
And I mean, when outside looking in, we go, man, your salary, you've got like a 9-digit salary. Like, dude, you're throwing money. What is your issue? And we just don't know people are triggered here.
Now you understand why I don't want to be in the forefront of anything. I want to be as human as humanly possible. Because, like Craig was saying, when you're at the top, there's almost a disconnect. People, you know, it's people who just created, like, oh, you are higher than me. You get what I'm saying? I don't want people to have, however great they become, I don't want people to ever feel like they're disconnected from me.
Would you say then the difference between someone that can handle stress and deal with traumas in their life and process it healthily what is then the difference between someone that succumbs to depression?
You know what's
funny? Am I just a better processor of pain and trauma, and I can handle and I can come back from something, and you just can't? So, or were we just, are we just designed differently?
It's funny you say that, because there was a study that showed there's no correlation. Because you would find that this guy, to get through to the discovery of the gene that causes whatever, he had to go through a numerous amount of stressful things that could have affected his family, his wife and whatnot. You get what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And financial burdens. And chances are, he survived all of that. Then you find that the thing that broke him now is something as small as a woman saying, I'm leaving.
Man, oh man, and you hit it right on the nail. Absolutely. I actually want to tell you guys a story. So a neighborhood kid, Shame Tabo, rest in peace, I grew up with, right? We always used to live in the same neighborhood. And so he was in grade 11. He had been elected prefect. And he was excited. And I loved Tabo growing up, man. Tabo was a happy kid, you know? And he had a twin sister in Tabi Singh. They were twins. And we were always so fascinated that this is a boy and a girl. And like, they're twins. Oh, it's so cool. And so they grow up, obviously. And then he gets elected prefect in grade 11. And then he goes to fetch his report at school. And he had failed.
Oh, my gosh.
And he literally hanged himself that day. And so I always think about him. I always think, Tabo, Joe.
You had everything.
I'm like, Tabo. So, man, okay, it's super tragic. Like, and his sister, his baby sister, found him. And he was hanging from a burglar bar, guys. Like, from the window, man. Like, and so I always wonder, is that the trigger? And you have just mentioned, sometimes you can push through anything.
And then
there's this one thing that just pushes you.
Yeah.
And so, I think that was the one thing. I don't think he was depressed. Because they say depression, you know, when you want to commit suicide, it's this buildup of pain and rejection and blah, 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 blah. And then one day you just crack.
So some people can't handle shame. I think it's shame,
Yes.
The aspect of...
And I think for him, he was thinking, well, I'm not going to go to matric, but I'm a prefect. How is that ever going to work?
They're going to laugh at me. So it's
and so to me also, when I think about what triggered it, right? I think, you know, nowadays when you fail, I get it, they send your parents a message so you can break the news to your child. You know, he went to a Model C, man. They have these processes in place to protect your child.
I didn't know.
And so also mid-year, they tell you, okay, they send your family a message and they speak to your parents and they say, look, your child might not make this year. Let's figure it out because we're halfway through the year. And then obviously when they do realize that you failed, they send you a text to say that your child didn't quite make it, just having processed this thing properly. And I mean, even if, weren't all of those things, those steps taken... I think about it a lot, Shame, and rest in peace, Tabo. You were a lovely, 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 lovely kid. He was stunning.
Yeah,
stunning.
Shame. I'm just trying to think, you know, if my mom had to know that I had, hypothetically, I failed, and she knew that before me. Trust me, when I get home, the first thing would be a belt. It would be a disaster. It would not be as, you know, amazing.
But I guess that's a fail-safe. Kind of thing to let the parents know beforehand.
They have to have these measures in place because kids don't process things the same as an adult.
But even adults don't process, like,
exactly,
an entire educated man, a discoverer of things, succumbed to God knows what.
So what would your advice be? I mean, I'm an outsider looking in. I have no idea what, like, the darkness and the pain that people that suffer from depression must feel.
I wouldn't know how people that suffer from depression feel, right? But I have an experience of a person who's suffered from depression.
And came out of it?
You never really come out of it. It's like an addiction. It's an ongoing thing, condition that you treat. So you can make the handle it to its bare minimum, but it's an ongoing...
You never quite recover and jail.
You're never not depressed anymore. There's always triggers, but
what a way to live, guys. And you know, it's often described as a deep sadness, and anxiety, a constant. I will never get out of this dark hole. It's like you're sinking deeper and deeper, and no happy thought, no motivational quote, no money.
Absolutely.
Nothing is going to make you feel
misery
better.
And I company.
And I think on that note, I'll just say something like this. You know, sometimes you must hurt in order to know, fall in order to grow, lose in order to gain, because most of life's greatest lessons are learned through pain.
Yes.
Wow, and I would also like to just end this off. If you are suffering from anxiety and depression, guys, there is a group called SADC that's here to help you guys. So for counseling queries, please email zane@sadc.org. Also, contact them. Counselors are available between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. Monday to Sunday. Call 011-234-4837. This is obviously a number for South Africans only right now. Yeah. Also for a suicidal emergency contact number. And if you feel like you really cannot keep going, please dial 0800-567-567. There's also a 24-hour helpline, 0800-121314. Guys, get the help that you need. We're outsiders looking in. I mean, nothing we say is going to take the pain away. Yeah. But there are ways to move forward and process and get better.
Or reach out to us on all our social media platforms, #UrbanCultureDrive, and we'll give you the necessary details and assistance. But over and above that, people who usually suffer from depression don't even know it or are not going to be seeking the help.
Oh, yeah.
So those around 100%. Those people, those who notice the people who are suffering from that, do reach out to us and let's see what we can do to help those people. Because I know from experience, through that experience that I did, a person who's in that phase will not reach out.
Oh, yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? So you
it's the last thing you want to do.
You need to be the catalyst.
Because there's so much shame. Progress. I feel like there's a stigma there.
That sadness, it almost paralyzes and cripples them.
It drains you. Oh my God.
But on a lighter note, today has been a fabulous 2 hours. Thank you for joining us. We always have a good time. We always love you guys. And thank you for your support. Continue supporting us. We'll see you guys tomorrow. And before we leave, Candace.
Urban Culture Drive.
Lerato Shabalala is back with a brand new episode. On this episode of Living It Up, brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters, Lerato chats to the owners of Andrew McKenzie Interiors with a background in theatre and opera. Andrew talks about lighting trends for the rest of 2018, as well as decorating for quaint spaces. Download the podcast on cliffcentral.com. Make sure to get new episodes every Thursday and explore interior design, making the best use of the space you have, how to make your room more intimate and decor for kids, and so much more. If you're a parent, you won't want to miss this week's show. Living It Up with Lerato Shabalala is brought to you by Taylor Blinds and Shutters. Are your windows and doorways crying out for so much needed attention? Taylor Blinds or Shutters are the stylish solution to give them a breath of fresh air. Trusted, innovative, quality and style. Taylor Blinds and Shutters.
Don't turn a blind eye, man. We out.
This is CliffCentral.com.